Hello, my name is Kira Portwood. I am the Strategic Relationship Liaison for ILTA to Microsoft. Today we have Larry Kuhn, Account Technology Strategist, with us. The purpose of this podcast is to be a very informal discussion with Larry regarding some sessions Microsoft had delivered during ILTACon 2015. So thank you, Larry, for joining us.
More than happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Kira.
Okay. Larry, you gave a session on Windows 10, which was completely a full house. Any takeaways from that session, and do you think firms are ready to make the move?
Yeah, my personal takeaway was I was just overwhelmed by the excitement in the room and the really quick pace of investigation and adoption from all of the members. Go back and listen to the recording. I did a couple of Q&As at the beginning to get a sense of where people were at, and the overwhelming majority of folks in the room had already been using Windows 10. They participated in the Insider program, and that's wonderful. That's exactly what Microsoft was aiming for this time around with the Windows release, was to really engage our community of users and get feedback and drive that into the product. So I'm really looking forward to Windows 10 to have really quick uptake and adoption among ILTA member firms. So that was my takeaway from the discussion.
Great. And Microsoft also had a demo room set up with computers with Office 2013 and Windows 10. And a number of users had the opportunity to have the hands-on experience with Windows 10. Did you have any feedback from those? I know I attended one and I loved it, so.
Well, that's great to hear. And that's consistent with the feedback. You know, we did circulate evaluation surveys, and that's consistent with the feedback we got on those surveys from the attendees. The event that we conducted in our demo room, we did it twice over two of the days of the conference, was a stripped down and a compressed exercise of what we call the customer immersion experience. And this is something that, you know, many Microsoft partners are qualified to deliver these sessions. And we like to have the business end users within our customers participate in these systems. We like to try and kind of break out of the IT bubble and, you know, get some of the business decision makers to really sit down and see a fully modernized productivity experience. And it includes not only Windows 10 now, but also all of the Office 365 products, Office 2016 on the desktop, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, Yammer, all of those components working together, right? So we kind of get you away from your firm-managed desktop, and instead what we do is we put you in front of a fully configured environment that has all of the, you know, up-to-date versions of our products integrated and working together so that you can kind of see what the end goal is that your IT staff is trying to achieve. A lot of times trying to get business stakeholders to sign off on writing a check to fund a project, it can be a difficult task because they're not really sure what the end goal is.
Right.
And what we can do with the CIE is have them sit down and see what the modernized environment looks like ahead of time, right?
Right.
So it's super valuable from that perspective.
Right. Also, Larry, you did another session on Microsoft licensing. Want to share any thoughts about that session?
Yeah, so that was delivered myself and my co-worker, Dave Pudlak. We delivered that session. It was really focused on making sure that people understand and are fully aware of all of the benefits that come with a Microsoft licensing agreement. Folks in the room seem to be pretty well aware of many of the things we were bringing up and mentioning, but then there were some other things that maybe they hadn't heard about or hadn't really focused on. And, you know, kind of the main theme of our presentation was that there's a lot there in terms of software assurance benefits that a lot of firms are entitled to, and firms need to establish a plan and really delegate them to the responsible parties within the firm. And so we talked a little bit about how to do that, because Microsoft is presenting these benefits as a result of customers licensing products from us. We hate to see them go unused, right? It's like leaving money on the table. So that's what we talked about in that session.
Right. What about the Microsoft company update?
Yeah, so the company update was delivered by Rob Lefferts and Tejas Mehta. I don't know if the attendees really recognized the significance of Rob's presence at the event. So, you know, Rob is a guy who manages the teams that do the development work around the extensibility models for Office. So Office extensibility for this industry has been an ongoing and very significant point of focus, right? And Rob has his attention turned to the needs of this audience. And, you know, it was pretty significant for us as the organizers, those of us who, you know, try to get the speakers arranged and everything. We wanted Rob to, A, deliver his message directly to your membership. That was, you know, mission number one. But mission number two was we wanted Rob to see firsthand the passion and the excitement of the membership towards our products. And, you know, he had a limited time on the ground in Vegas, but he did get a chance to interact with some folks and circle the vendor hall a little bit and talk to some of the third-party vendors. And, you know, there, you could really tell that there's a kind of a renewed commitment on everybody's part to energize that ecosystem.
And Rob spoke a lot about Office 365 and the future of Office 365. And Larry, you just brought up a good and interesting point as far as the vendor hall and the third-party apps. I'm hearing great things about those third-party vendors are being ready and are moving into that Office 365 adoption in that platform. Anything you can share in that front as well?
From my personal one-on-one conversations, many, many vendors I spoke to in the hall were already testing and, you know, had a plan to be ready to support Office 2016 when it releases coming up here on September 22nd. So that was wonderful validation of all the work that Microsoft's been doing to try and educate that audience over the last few years. So that was great to hear. And then the other thing is on the demand. So that's the supply side of the picture. On the demand side of the picture, I spoke to many firms who are looking forward to starting pilots and doing their compatibility testing and getting those projects planned is kind of the stage many of them were in right now.
Right.
And, you know, being ready to kick those projects off in, as soon as the October timeframe, if not by January.
And that seems kind of unusual for a new release of Office because normally firms sit and wait for several months for third-party add-ins and so forth. So that's really exciting to see.
Yeah, it is exciting, and just it was unusual in the past, but it is the new normal. And
you know,
one of the things that came through loud and clear in my conversations in the booth is that people really embrace and start to understand Microsoft's messaging around providing our products as a service. They see the benefit of staying up to date and getting the new productivity innovations. So it was a little scary and intimidating, I think, for people at first when we started talking about Windows as a service and Office 365 and you get these updates. But, you know, now people are starting to understand what they can control, you know, what parts of their environment remain under their control and this kind of thing. So it's not so scary as people are getting more and more educated about it and they see the benefits of staying up to date. So that's great.
Right. And then Larry, last on Thursday, there was a Matter Center update. It featured three law firms participating in sort of a roundtable or a panel discussion. Anything you want to bring up from that session?
Yeah, so that session was designed and structured to be kind of an update from a similar session that we had conducted back in 2014 when we made the initial announcements around Matter Center. And so the panelists there talked about what their experience had been working with Microsoft to refine the Matter Center solution and, you know, their experience in trying to use it in their own environment. We had a variety of firm sizes represented at the table, from, you know, the smallest two-man shop all the way up to some of the larger firms. And, you know, it's one of the things that I observed in the conversation is there's a lot of complexity in trying to serve those two ends of the market, right, in a way that really makes sense for everyone. You don't want to do something that favors, you know, the small firm, but then makes things unusable for the large firm and vice versa. So that was a delicate balancing act. You know, our big announcement this year was that we are going to make the Matter Center solution available as an open source project on GitHub. The work is still underway as we are recording this session. The work's still underway to get that release published out to GitHub. It has not happened yet, but I'll be sure to make sure that the ILTA community is well aware when that takes place. But what that's going to do is that's going to enable a number of system integration partners of Microsoft to take that solution and implement it at firms that would be interested in having it.
Very good. And all very exciting. So, well, Larry, thank you for your time, and thank you, Microsoft, for all your participation at ILTA and your sponsorship.
Oh, it's a wonderful organization. I think we get much, much more out of it than we put into it. You guys do a great job.
Thanks again.